Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Wealthy Gardener: Lessons on Prosperity Between Father and Son by John Sophoric is a personal finance book written in a parable-driven format. It presents a series of lessons from a financially independent father to his 21-year-old son, using short stories and practical reflections to explain how wealth is built over time, rather than focusing on technical investing formulas or market analysis. The book emphasizes habits, discipline, patience, and sound decision-making as the foundation of financial independence. Its purpose is not only to teach money management, but also to connect prosperity with a broader life philosophy, showing that financial freedom can create room for more meaningful priorities. Because it blends narrative with advice, the book is positioned between a self-help fable and a practical money guide. That structure makes it distinct within the personal finance genre and gives it appeal to readers who want financial instruction that is values-based, readable, and focused on long-term thinking. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, parable as a teaching method for financial principles. One of the book's defining features is its use of parable-like storytelling to teach financial lessons. Instead of presenting advice as a list of rules, Sophoric frames each idea through a fabricated story followed by a practical takeaway. This matters because the method is designed to improve retention and reduce the dryness that often limits finance books. The narrative approach also makes abstract principles easier to apply, since readers can see how decisions unfold in realistic situations before the lesson is stated directly. The structure reflects a belief that people learn more effectively when advice is embedded in context rather than delivered as detached instruction. At the same time, this format changes the book's rhythm. It reads more like a guided reflection than a manual. That can be a strength for readers who prefer meaning and interpretation, but it also means the book is less useful for those seeking spreadsheets, formulas, or detailed investment tactics. Its core value lies in turning financial ideas into memorable, repeatable principles. Secondly, financial independence built through patience and discipline. The book repeatedly emphasizes that wealth is created through sustained discipline rather than dramatic financial moves. Its central financial logic is incremental save consistently, avoid impulsive decisions, and let time do much of the work. This emphasis aligns the book with a long-term view of prosperity in which patience is not passive but strategic. Sophoric treats discipline as a practical habit that shapes outcomes across decades, not as a moral abstraction. That makes the book especially relevant for readers who need a framework for resisting short-term spending pressures or unrealistic, get-rich-quick thinking. The father-son setting reinforces this point by presenting financial independence as something taught through repetition and example. Instead of suggesting that freedom comes from a single breakthrough, the book presents it as the result of many ordinary choices made well. This is a familiar idea in personal finance, but the book's contribution is in expressing it with emotional clarity and narrative consistency. It argues that wealth is less about rare opportunities than about dependable behavior sustained over time. Thirdly, hard work and common sense as the foundation of prosperity. A major theme in the book is the connection between prosperity and practical effort. Sophoric does not portray wealth as disconnected from everyday labor. Instead, he presents hard work and common sense as essential ingredients in building a stable life. This is important because the book avoids idealizing wealth as a purely intellectual or speculative achievement. It suggests that good financial outcomes often come from straightforward behaviors, such as showing up consistently, thinking ahead, and making decisions that align with reality rather than emotion. The common sense emphasis also gives the book a conservative practical tone. It values reliability, restraint, and direct problem solving over complexity for its own sake. Readers looking for elaborate investment theory may find that narrow, but readers wanting clear behavioral guidance will recognize its usefulness. The book's message is not that hard work alone guarantees wealth, but that without it, financial discipline has little foundation. In that sense, prosperity is presented as something earned through grounded effort and sustained responsibility, not through luck or cleverness alone. Fourthly, money as a tool that creates freedom for more meaningful priorities. The book is notable for refusing to treat money as the final goal. It repeatedly suggests that solving the money problem matters because it frees attention and energy for other aspects of life. This shifts the book away from pure accumulation and toward a functional view of wealth. Money is valuable because it reduces dependence, opens options, and creates space for purpose. That idea helps explain why the book resonates beyond standard finance readers. It does not argue that life should revolve around income growth. Rather, it presents financial stability as a way to support better use of time, relationships, and personal direction. This gives the book a broader moral frame than many personal finance titles, which often focus narrowly on net worth or investment returns. The practical implication is that readers are encouraged to think about what financial independence makes possible, not just how much money they can collect. This perspective is one reason the book stands out. It treats prosperity as an enabling condition for a fuller life, not as an endpoint in itself. Lastly, a father-to-son framework that makes the book personal and instructive. The father-son relationship is not just a framing device. It shapes how the advice is delivered, and why it feels different from conventional finance writing. The lessons are presented as a private education between a financially independent father and his young adult son, which gives the book a direct mentoring tone. That relationship adds emotional credibility because the advice is not presented as detached expertise, but as guidance intended for someone the father wants to help prepare for life. It also makes the book easy to approach as a reference text for younger readers or families discussing money together. The format supports gradual learning, with each lesson reinforcing the next, rather than trying to cover every financial topic exhaustively. This is one reason the book is often described as something to revisit rather than read once. Its personal structure matters because it humanizes financial instruction and makes the lessons feel applicable across generations. In a category filled with technical or formula-based books, this relational design gives the book its most distinctive identity. In conclusion, The Wealthy Gardener will appeal most to readers who want personal finance guidance that is practical but not mechanical. It is a strong fit for young adults, parents, and anyone trying to build financial stability without losing sight of broader life goals. Readers who prefer narrative instruction over charts and formulas will likely find its structure especially effective. Since the book uses parables and fatherly advice to make the lessons memorable and easy to revisit. Its main benefits are conceptual rather than technical. It reinforces discipline, patience, hard work, and deliberate decision-making as the basis of financial independence. Compared with many books in the genre, it stands out for its tone. It is less aggressive than wealth-building books that emphasize tactics or competition, and less abstract than inspirational books that stay vague about money. Seforik's book occupies a distinctive middle ground, combining moral reflection with usable personal finance wisdom. That makes it more intimate than a standard money manual, and more concrete than a general life philosophy book. For readers who want a values-driven introduction to prosperity, it offers a clear and memorable framework. If you would like to support John Seforik, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description.